Put new duds in your washing machine. Finest duds you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Duds brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Bill, how many cards have
you? None of your business.
Oh,
come on.
I just can't stand it that this pipe pile's getting so big. And Bill Bauer, if you freeze it again.
All right, no talking across the table.
Mm-hmm. Don't you just love this game, Trudy?
It's all right.
Well, who's winning?
No one yet, Papa. All depends on who gets the pile.
Yeah. Looks very much as though the two sisters have the edge on Bert and me, though, Papa. Uh-huh.
What kind of a game is this anyway? You pick up, you put down, pick up, put down. An hour and a half already you are playing on the same game.
We're all such good players, Papa Bauer, that no one's giving anyone
anything. All right, genius. Make up your mind, Bert. Put down a card.
I'm afraid to.
Oh, Bert, come on.
I'm afraid Maida's got a pair in her hand.
Maybe you'll excuse me, tired I'm getting.
Oh, Papa, of course, you go to bed.
Come soon again, Liebling. It was nice having you for supper and here for the evening like old times.
Thank you, Papa, I will.
Good night, Papa Bauer.
Good night, Papa. Now, Bert, will you please put down a card?
Well, here goes.
Well, thank you, Bertha Bauer.
No, I can't stand it.
I just had about a dozen. Maybe you're lucky.
No, sir. I'd held this pair of kings in my hand from the very beginning of the deal.
Oh, canasta. There's no use counting, Maida. With that pile, you and Trudy have won hands down. It was a good game until now.
Mm-hmm. What time is it, anyway? Hmm?
10:30. You want me to take you home?
Is it that late?
Oh, mm-hmm. It's not late. Now, don't tell me, Maida, that you're afraid to go home just because you thought you heard a prowler the other night.
I'm a little afraid, yes. Trudy, would you mind very much if I shared your room with you tonight? Ted will be back tomorrow. I'm almost sure he will.
Trudy will be happy to have you, Maida.
If you want to stay, sure. I'm going to get ready for bed now, so
you'll excuse me.
I'll be along shortly.
Good night, kid.
Good night, Trudy.
Good night, Trudy.
I'm not so sure Trudy cares to have me stay.
Well, if you want me to go home with you.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Of course Trudy wants you to stay. Don't give it another thought, Maida.
You never would have stayed in Selby Flats tonight if you weren't afraid to go home. Afraid to be alone. Would you, Maida? Fear does strange things to us. But you really should have gone home, Maida. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Duds.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Duds. Duds does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Duds. Duds gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Duds next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Duds can promise this because of the way Duds is made. Only Duds, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of real soap, extra rich soap, combined with two modern detergents. Only Duds contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Duds gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Duds does everything and does right by your hands. Get Does today. You'll say it, too.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
I hope you don't really mind my staying here with you tonight, Trudy.
Why should I, Maida? There's an extra bed in the room, isn't there?
I wasn't talking about an extra bed. Look, Trudy, I think I know how you feel about me. You'd rather I wouldn't even come to the house and see the folks, because you don't want to see me. I was going to ask you to come and stay with me. Thought it might be a change. But I didn't know if you'd want to come.
Maida, you and Ted have been married for some time, you know. I wonder if you've ever stopped to think that not once have you given Papa and me a direct invitation to visit you and Ted.
I've asked you time and again to come over.
Oh, I don't care for that kind of an invitation, Maida. Come over sometime. Give me a call and let me know when you're coming. Maida, I really don't care so much for myself. But there is Papa, you know.
I didn't think he'd enjoy himself.
Why don't you let him decide that for himself?
Trudy, you don't understand.
I realize I'm not as smart as you are. But I'm not stupid either.
You just won't get it through your head that my home isn't a very happy one, will you?
Whose fault is it, Maida? Have you ever asked yourself that?
I don't suppose it's anyone's fault, really. The setup is all wrong. It has been from the very beginning. And anything that's wrong from the beginning, Trudy, very seldom turns out right.
Is that remark meant for me?
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do.
Trudy, when Mama was living, I know you tried to be friendly, but even then you didn't succeed too well. I have made an effort to break down your antagonism toward me, but I don't seem to be able to get anywhere. That argument we had several weeks
ago... Maida, I don't want to go into that.
I don't either, Trudy, only there's something we've got to get straightened out between us.
Is that why you decided to stay tonight?
No. No, it isn't.
Do you want me to believe now that you're staying because of what happened the other evening when you phoned Bill, told him you were afraid to be alone in your house, thought you heard a prowler?
Trudy, whether you care to believe it or not, I'm not home because I'm afraid to be.
It doesn't sound like you, Maida. I have never known you to be afraid of anything. I think you just use that for an excuse. This is a good opportunity to get me alone. Well, Maida, I don't want to have any kind of an argument with you. I don't feel any different now than I did several weeks ago.
Well, I've changed my mind about a few things since then.
That's fine, Maida, but don't bother to go into detail because I'm not interested.
Truly, in a way, what I want to say to you is for your own good. It hasn't anything to do with me, really. Even though you might think it has. Look, you've accused me of a great many things. Some of them are true, some of them aren't. But you're not a youngster, Trudy. You're a mature woman. You're not stupid about most things. Maybe you're not really being stupid about this particular thing, but I want to talk to you about it. Maybe you're just being blind, not permitting yourself to think, to reason.
Really?
You've made up your mind, Trudy, that the only reason Ross Bowling hasn't asked you to marry him is because of me.
Maida, I don't want to talk about Ross. I don't want to talk and I don't want to listen.
Well, whether you want to listen or not is entirely up to you, but I am going to say what I should have said a long time ago. All right. I'm fond of Ross. I think in a way Ross is fond of me, but he's never been in love with you, Trudy. He never will be. Darling, get that through your head once and for all. Forget about him. Listen, Trudy, there are other men, attractive men, in whom you could be interested, who could be interested in you. Give yourself a chance. Don't cling to something that doesn't really exist. Surely you must have thought at odd moments that if Ross really loved you, you and he would have been married by this time. You wouldn't be just friends. Trudy, don't you realize how ridiculous you were when you told me you were in love with Ross and once and for all I should leave you something, just something? Oh, Trudy, put down that brush. You're hearing what I say. You're listening. You're doing the talking, aren't you? What you refuse to get through your head is that there's one thing that means more to me than anything else in the world.
Your son. Is that what you'd like me to believe, Mater?
Well, that's the truth. I promised myself. And you might as well know this, that I promised Bill. I'd try to make my marriage to Ted work. I'd give it every chance. I promised him I wouldn't do anything rash, impulsive.
It's very interesting, Mater. But your promises don't mean a thing to me. I've told you before, and I'm telling you again. You're still in love with Ross, and he knows it. And back of your mind somewhere, there is a plan.
A plan?
Yes. You'll find a way, if you haven't already found it, of marrying Ross.
Trudy, if Ross meant that much to me, I'd forget I had a son. Ted would like nothing better. He'd give me a divorce if he could keep Chucky. He wants me out of his life.
And if you kept out of Ross's life, maybe I'd have a chance.
No, that's where you're wrong. That's what I've been trying to tell you, Trudy. Oh, Trudy, stop daydreaming and wake up to reality. I've told you, and I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to try to work out my marriage.
Yes, Maida. Until such a time as you can eat your cake and have it too. Good night, Maida.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White, white washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white, white washes without red hands.
Are your hands suffering from using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of real soap, extra rich soap, combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, get Does today.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.
Ted and Chucky return from their camping trip in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Does.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.